the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for the fourth Sunday of Advent, December 24th, 2023, at the 8 o'clock service.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Luann was commenting when we came in that this is the shortest fourth Sunday of Advent ever. It lasts from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., and then it's Christmas Eve from 9 a.m. onward. And I'm glad we're taking this time to observe the fourth Sunday of Advent, because this is the Sunday when we focus the most on the Virgin Mary. This is her Sunday. All the lessons every year focus on Mary on this Sunday, and appropriately so, because Mary's willingness to say yes to God, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord," is what opens the door for God's plan of salvation to be fully realized. It took Mary's participation, her agreement with God, her willingness to take that leap of faith for God's plan to be fulfilled. And so she is rightly honored for that. But we tend to then skip over Mary after that. There's that one moment. We have all these paintings of the Annunciation. There's Gabriel. There's Mary. There's the beam of light from heaven coming. There's some beautiful artwork. I know that Jean volunteers at the DIA. There's probably, 10 or so paintings of the Annunciation throughout the museum. They're all fantastic. But we just stop there with Mary, and I think it's interesting to follow the rest of her journey, because she didn't stop on that day. She went ahead and had Jesus and raised him, but her life, like our lives, was not so simple. We tend to think of Mary as this plaster saint, right? All these churches have beautiful pictures of Mary. We have the icon that Catherine painted there. There's statues, and most Roman Catholic churches have statues of Mary. And she's perfect, right? We think of Mary as just being perfect, ever virgin, always perfect. And yet she was a real flesh and blood human being. And she struggled with life the way that all of us struggle with life. We get glimpses of this in the gospel accounts. If you read through the different gospels, there are just these little hints that Mary was real, that she had questions, that she had doubts, right? She ponders all the words of the prophets when she's first told about the birth of Jesus, and when she sees the wise men, and then when Jesus is an adolescent, remember, they're going to Jerusalem, and Jesus runs away, and Mary is upset, and then there's a time when Mary wants to come visit Jesus with his brothers and sisters, and Jesus turns them away. There's the wedding in Cana where she says, "Do whatever my son tells you. He'll do a miracle and make wine out of water." We get this interesting, more complex picture of Mary, and I find that really helpful. Because if Mary stays on the statue, if she's just perfect, then I can't relate to her. But if she's a real person who had real doubts and struggles, wasn't always sure what Jesus was doing, wasn't necessarily always on board with his mission, right? Had her doubts and questions, then I can relate to her a lot, because I too have doubts and questions. At the end of her life, Mary goes through what every parent dreads, watching her beloved son be tortured and killed by Roman soldiers. She's there at the cross for his final breaths as a human being. She's there weeping. She is there witnessing. And she is there grieving. And then we also get glimpses that she continues to be a part of the early church after Jesus' resurrection and in the book of Acts. She is there with the apostles, helping perhaps to guide them a little bit with the hard-won wisdom that she has gained from her life, her difficult life of faith. Mary's life was not easy. No parent's life is easy. She knew joy, but she also knew grief. She knew doubt as well as faith. And in that way, she reminds me of the other character in our lessons today, King David. King David, who also as a teenager had his moment of glory. Just like Mary with the Annunciation, when David was young, he killed the giant Goliath, right, with his sling. And he was immediately the hero of the people of Israel, later made king. And his kingdom was the golden age for Israel, their largest territorial expansion, the time of greatest glory. And David also was a real human being. He didn't just stay the hero. He went through his own journey. He fell into sin. He had an affair with Bathsheba and had Bathsheba's husband killed. That's how bad it was for David. And yet in both David and Mary's story, what we see is while the journey was not a straight line, while they did not stay perfect in that moment of youthful glory, their journey through life was one of ups and downs, but never forsaken by God. David, throughout his whole life, throughout his sins as well as his triumphs, his grief over the death of his son Absalom, who had revolted against him, tried to kill him, David wept over his son just as Mary wept over her son. And in their journey of triumph and tragedy, of faith and doubt, God never forsook them. God was with David from the moment he took his first breath until his death. God was with Mary throughout her life as well. And that gives me hope that when we experience grief, when we experience loss, when we experience doubt, and when we experience triumph and glory, we are God's own possession, held firmly in the palm of God's hand, beloved of God, sustained by God, guided by God, and given hope that when things are at their darkest, the light of Christ shines for us. God made David a promise that one day one of his descendants would rule over Israel forever, to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And throughout the long centuries, that promise waited and waited and waited until one day Mary had the courage and the faith and maybe the craziness to say yes and to unleash upon the world God's plan of love and salvation and grace. May we, like David and Mary, throughout all the ups and downs of our lives, know how much God loves us and know that God's promise is for us and for the whole world. May that be our witness and our faith this Christmas and always.